Welcome to the Under the Capes podcast, your geek business guide. We're going under the capes of bloggers, cosplayers, artists, and other entrepreneurs to show you how they have built a following around what they love. I'm your host, Tim Ludi, and today we're going under the cape of Mulehorn Gaming. How's it going, entrepreneurs? Hope you had a great weekend. Mine was jam-packed. So I want to congratulate a few people from this weekend. Congrats to my friends Steve and Kelsey, who got married on Friday. Congrats to my sister, a happy birthday. Congrats on being born. We did a Harry Potter-themed party for her on Saturday, because who wouldn't want that? And it was ridiculous. And a happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, especially to my dad, who's always been a great support to me. And a happy Father's Day to today's guest, Wade from Mulehorn Gaming. So he is actually a father of three. And he started gaming back on the Atari and Tandy days. He started Mulehorn Gaming Podcast in 2015, and it has since evolved into a website and team of 15, providing a complete destination for gaming news, editorials, and general geekery. Wade and his team provide an honest take on things happening in the video game industry, including coverage of movies, tech, and anything else that interests gamers. The weekly podcast is run and co-hosted by Wade, Thaddeus Prime, Dirty Bombs, and Circuit 8. In this episode, we cover a lot of awesome stuff, including how identifying the talent within Mulehorn Gaming helped them make the website and podcast look and sound professional, how the team covers events like PAX, and how building relationships in the geek and video game community has been the key to their growth. So, let's dive right on into it. I'm now joined by Wade, a.k.a. Mulehorn117 from Mulehorn Gaming. Wade, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me on. Can't wait to chat.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, can you tell us a little bit about your origin story, how you got into gaming, and how that became Mulehorn Gaming?
Oh, yeah, man. So if I get a little long-winded here, or a little long in the tooth, as we say, just let me know and, just jump right in, because I'll just I'll talk forever. So, how I got into gaming, that probably started all the way back in the early 80s, because I'm a child of the 80s. I have an older brother. And the first system we always gamed on that we played, you know, every game we could think of, was an old Tandy 1000 computer. And, you know, just the little floppy drives, you know. And my brother and I were really obsessed with this game called Ultima. It's still around, you know, still kicking around. But and it's like a medieval kind of game that we would play. And, you know, I grew up on the farm out in West Texas. Me and my brother grew up, you know, out there. We're like, man, we need a really cool sounding medieval name. And you always see these guys with horns on their helmets, right? And so, you know, my granddad used to say, we're stubborn as a mule. And so we're like, yeah, let's just go with Mulehorn. And it stuck, you know, it stuck with me all throughout. You know, I'm 36 now, and it's stuck with me since a kid. So that's kind of how we got the Mulehorn name. But how we got into, like, podcasting website, man, it's pretty cool. So Thaddeus Prime, if you've heard him on our podcast, he's a good bro of mine I met in college back when we were at Texas Tech University. And, you know, we just played games together, and we kind of reconnected through Twitter when we got a little older, you know, more mature and married and kids and all that kind of thing. And, you know, I was playing Mass Effect 3, and he's like, oh, you play Mass Effect? Well, let's hook back up. And him and a friend of mine, he goes by Adonis 19, we played just games like all night long on the weekends. We'd just play games and get, you know, felt like a kid again. And yeah, from there it just grew. We started a clan when Destiny came out. Thaddeus started a clan called Prime Collective, and we met some really good bros there that you may have heard of, Kurt, Dirty Bombs, and Alex, Circuit 8. And we would just be sitting there and playing a game and just having these really fun bro conversations while we're playing a video game. And so I have some really good friends of mine. This kind of segues in how we started Mulehorn Gaming Podcast. Some really good friends of mine named Rick and Melissa Hennett started a business called Grace and Lace, which actually went on to Shark Tank. They got a deal with Shark Tank, and my wife works for them. And you know, she got to hang out with Barbara, and Rick and Melissa got to hang out with Barbara because that's who they got the deal with. Mm-hmm. And so I started kind of paying attention to a lot of what she was saying about business because, you know, obviously she's very successful at business. Mm-hmm. And I heard her say once, you know, if you want to think about starting a business, take a hobby that you really love and enjoy and see if you can make it a business. That way, if you fail, you still had a lot of fun doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was like, man, I love video games. I love talking about video games. It's like, so why not? So I asked Alex, Circuit 8, and Kurt, Dirty Bombs, and Thaddeus, you know, hey, what if we just start a podcast, guys, and just start talking about video games? Start talking about Destiny, you know? And we were like, oh, sure. We didn't know what we were doing. We didn't know how to set up a podcast. We just kind of, you know, Google searched, YouTubed, and tried to figure it out as we went along the way and started the podcast. And then that was in 2015. And then I was like, well, a really good friend of mine that works for them as well with Grace and Lace. And that's kind of how I've grown Mulehorn Gaming, is taking them as my mentors and watched how they did business. And it's like, okay, I could do it that way with this little change since it's gaming.
So you've got the business model of a women's fashion line.
So women's fashion line has helped grow Mulehorn Gaming. But no, I just remember I was sitting down with my friend Chris, who's their operations director there. And he was like, hey, you really need a platform, man. A platform is not Twitter. It's not Facebook. It's not YouTube. All those things can be taken away from you in a heartbeat. Yep. You need something that's yours that you can call your own, that you can run and have, do whatever you want with. So I started a free WordPress website. And
so when you first started the podcast, was there no website to go?
No website at first. It was just straight up. The first thing we found was SoundCloud. And so we jumped on that. And if I could go back, I would probably have SoundCloud or Podbean. They're both pretty good, you know, when you're thinking of using it for a podcast.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we started the podcast at first, and then after, you know, watching and talking to Chris and Rick and my wife and them about business, I was like, okay, here's the platform. So we started a free blog, you know, free blog press with WordPress, and we just started writing about our opinions and news and anything that came up, any kind of geekery, you know, and gaming. And we started getting some pretty good numbers on the website and pretty good numbers on the podcast. And we're like, you know what? We should probably make this legit. And along the way, we really started learning a ton about, you know, how to make a podcast sound better. Because if you listen to like the first, you know, two or three episodes of our podcast, they are horrible. Probably even further on to that, to the first 10. Because I was doing the editing, and I am not gifted at editing. And so one of the things I learned along the way is, you know, just as someone that's in a leadership position, is you try to identify talent from those who are around you and let them just let their creativeness just take over and let them do that for you. You kind of have to delegate and trust your friends. So it's really important to have really good friends around you. But kind of coming back into it, I found out that Alex was in a rock band, and he toured all over Europe. You know, he plays guitar. So all of our stuff, he's like, hey, I've been in studios. I know how to do this stuff. So I got really lucky in that, you know, Alex knew how to do this stuff. I was like, dude, take it over, make it sound better. And
the first, I went back and listened to your first episode. Oh, it's entertaining, but yeah, compared to the quality now, it's
rough
right now.
Yeah, it's rough. And he was kind of the brainchild behind how we do our current podcast setup. And for all your listeners out there that want to know just like a quick 101 podcasting, what we do to make the podcast sound better is, you know, we're all in different spots. Alex is in DFW. Thaddeus is in Houston. I'm in Austin. Kurt is in Wisconsin. So the way that we do our podcast is through Skype, and then we record our own audio on each end with a free program called Audacity. So you just have to do a lot of back-end editing, but it makes it sound a lot better because you're recording just straight from your PC. You know, and if we're on Skype and my call starts sounding robotic, it doesn't affect the quality of the podcast. But yeah, so the podcast, it really just started to grow. We got the we got our, you know, landing pad, you could say, on the website. And it's just crazy how we learned along the way with podcasting, because I mean, all I knew about podcasting was just listening from other friends that I liked, you know, other podcasts. And I can't stress the importance enough of letting those who excel at certain things around you, to build up that team around you, to build up that kind of that center of people who can let their creative talents really flow. Because like Kurt does all of our design now. You know, him and Alex do our designs, do our t-shirts, do our podcast logo, all of that.
Yeah, and the look of the website looks really great and professional, and it's yeah, visually, you guys, it's really cool.
And that's another thing is that I get the help with the website, but my friend Luke, who's in the Netherlands, actually is our webmaster who designs all that for us. Yeah. So it's, like I was saying, and that's one of the things that we've done to grow our podcast and website is make it very community focused. Mm-hmm. And in that, we've had really good guys that have come around us. We have 15 people now that are total with Mulehorn Gaming. And it started out with just me and Thaddeus and then Alex and Kurt. We had just four. So since 2015 to now, we have 15 people that contribute in some way to Mulehorn Gaming.
Yeah, the amount it's grown in, I mean, even just 2 years, it's crazy. How do you keep, any tips for coordinating a team that big and kind of keeping everyone organized?
Yeah, so, you know, for us, we're all over the place, you know, all over the U.S. and, you know, one in the Netherlands there. The best thing that's helped us a lot is chat apps. Like, we started out with GroupMe, or not GroupMe, Line. Then we went to GroupMe, and then Discord came out. And Discord is amazing for really coordinating, getting everything lined up. Because, for example, just to kind of give you an inside track of how when we have a post go up or we have an article that's about to go up, we coordinate and Alex will edit the post for whoever writes it. And then once it's edited, we'll set up a time for it to post, and then we'll set up tweets for it and all of our social media with hashtags or whatever, tagging, whatever. So it's a lot of coordination. It's not just, you know, some people think, hey, just do a podcast. We'll just jump on together. It'll be easy.
Yeah.
Takes a lot of work, a lot of coordinating. So we've been using Discord now for a while, and it helps so much because there's so many moving parts. And again, you know, I have a great group of guys around me that help me, you know, keep me sane that, you know, I have a wife and three kids as well, so I can't always be there. And those guys, like, they're my go-to guys that I can really lean on.
Yeah, I think that's really cool. Like, especially when you're saying just posting individual posts that so many people contribute to it. So it seems like it's a much, much more streamlined process.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that when you have that coordination with the chat app or something else or however you want to do it, it helps so much because you can't just throw stuff out there. I mean, like I was saying about podcasts, people think, I'll just get in, we'll just talk. But, you know, for a basic setup for our podcast, we have a whole, like if you think of it as a band, a set list. Mm-hmm. And we have an outline. And we have everything. Some of the stuff is written out where we read it. You know, like when we plug our Patreon or whatever page or our website, our rapid fire news is pre-recorded. All this stuff is laid out in the outline for us. So it's not like we just get together and, hey, here's what I saw on Twitter and we're talking about this. It takes a whole week to prepare our notes because we do it weekly. So it's constant. It's a constant, you know, you know, and we open it up to other people to write in the podcast notes as well. So if Alex has something he sees or Kurt has something he sees, they'll throw it in there. And it makes the podcast flow way better because you have a direction. Yep. You know what you're talking about. You can kind of bounce off of each other a little bit more. You can take your leeway where you know you can. So it helps a ton to have that coordination. It's really important.
Yeah, because you, it's kind of, you have a good balance of, it seems like it's just the four of you kind of like shooting the shit about gaming, but it is clear that you've kind of planned out what you're going to cover and makes it flow a lot better.
Yeah, and if you ask Alex, he would probably want it to be planned a little bit more. I'm more of the shoot from the hip kind of guy. He's a little bit more planned. But I think that kind of we bring balance in the force when it comes to that. So,
yeah. How much do you plan it out as far as like, is it just a list of topics or do you know like, all right, we're going to talk Destiny for 20 minutes and then move on to this or?
Yeah. So what we try to do is we set the whole podcast length. We want it to be about an hour and a half, under 2 hours, you know, because that's typically when you have someone listen audibly. That's typically how much time they have to listen to, whether it's on a commute so they can finish it with the morning and afternoon commute or a lunch break or something like that. So that's typically how we want to do it. Plus, we don't want to get too long-winded. You want to keep it kind of fast-paced. So we'll have bullet points of talking points. And what, at least in my opinion, what I found is I try to keep it kind of general so I don't know what they're going to say. And it makes the podcast a lot more fluid and a lot more real. It's not just everything's written out of what you're going to say. That way I may have this one point and then, you know, Kurt may chime in and be like, well, no, hold on, Wade. What about this? You know? So it just gives it a really good flow, a really good feel. It feels natural. It doesn't feel robotic, but it has enough structure that it's still pushing forward.
Yeah. How did you, have you gone hour and a half to under 2 hours from the get-go? Or I'm kind of experimenting with my own right now. Is it's under an hour, but debating whether I could bump up to the hour and a half time.
Yeah, I mean, what we found is that there's no real, this is the perfect set amount of time. It just depends on your particular podcast. There's a lot of podcasts that are only about 30 minutes to 45 minutes. It's just it so happens that with us, since we do it weekly, we have a lot we have to talk about. Plus, we have a segment called Word on the Tweet where we like to involve the community. And so that takes up a good 20, 30 minutes as well, just kind of interacting with the community as we take their tweets or whatever they put on social media. So for us, it fits about an hour and a half to 2 hours. It just really depends on your product, man. It really depends on your focus. You know, some people don't want to listen to an hour podcast. Some people want to listen to 2.5 hour podcast. Yeah. Just depends on that particular product, I guess you could say.
Yeah. And I think, really no matter what the length is, when you have those segments in there to break it up, that makes it a lot more digestible.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the things that I really like is, the rapid fire news because there's so much we can put in there that we just don't have time to get to, you know. Like this past week, we didn't even get to talk about, you know, Titanfall 2 with their new mech that came out. Yeah. There's just so much time. You don't have enough time to cover everything. So segmenting it also kind of gives listeners a break so they just don't hear talking the whole time. Mm-hmm. You know, so and it makes it a little more fun. You get to get a little more artistic, throw in some fun stuff. Like if you listen to our intro of our podcast, that is all written and performed by Alex.
Oh, okay.
He wrote the song. He played it on his guitar. All of that. The voice acting's me. The music is him. So it just
really
makes it fun.
To have him know a lot about the sound side of things because that sets the stage right out of the gate.
You know, yeah, and that's the thing. I keep going back to that thing about, you know, the word community, but it really is true that we've always been really focused on community and other gamers and other people and just meeting other cool guys. And because of that, and because we're not just like, hey, look at me, look at me, look at me, we've had so many people offer free help. You know, that's how we got our webmaster with Luke. He's just like, I really like your podcast. I do this for a living. Can I help you?
Yeah.
And we were like, yeah, come on, man, you know, help us. So, yeah, so it really does pay to have those relationships, because that relational communal aspect is what really has helped, in my opinion, propel us to where we are. So,
awesome. Yeah, so kind of on propelling you to where you are, what have you found has been the most successful ways to promote the show and the site? Is it, you know, a particular social media channel or?
Yeah. So for us, we're just now trying to get into a little bit more of the Facebook and Instagram. We were primarily just Twitter, because it, in our generation, the average gamer is about 34 years old. Most of them use Twitter for gaming. The people that use Facebook is usually for family. You know, it's just kind of like, you may have got it while you were in college or something like that, and you've kind of grown into something else. So we're realizing we're missing a little bit with the Facebook side, but we've been mostly focused on Twitter because their hashtags are amazing, making things searchable for you. You can hashtag, you know, podcast, and someone that just types in podcast, it'll throw it up there for you. Yeah. Especially if you have a community that's very interactive, that's retweeting or faving your tweets, that kind of helps propel it. So for us, it's been really being very active with the community around us on social media with Twitter. And we've also learned that going to, like, even small events and going to, you know, we got into PAX South as media, that helped propel us, because you get to meet developers, you get to meet other people that are doing what you're doing. It's awesome. Two weeks ago, I found a local comic book shop, and I went and hung out with them as they did a casual Injustice 2 tournament. But I met all these really cool guys, and because of that, they're liking our Facebook page, they're tweeting our posts about, you know, comic books, and, you know, it's all that social community relationship building, really. Yeah. And if I could point it to one thing and say one thing, if you're trying to grow your business, a word of encouragement, don't count yourself short. Don't sell yourself short, because all business is relationships. Mm-hmm. And if you know how to talk to people, or if you know how to interact with relationships, you got at least half of it down. You know, you just got to get to know people. You just got to talk to them. You know, sometimes I'll, you know, you're talking about how to promote. Sometimes I'll just go into Best Buy and I'll be like, all these computers are going to have MuleHornGaming.com on them. You know, so, but yeah, really push a strong push on social media. That's kind of my long winded explanation there.
Yeah. The Injustice event, sounded like a good time. And yeah, it's like, even if you only met, you know, 10 people on that, that's an opportunity to get 10 new fans.
Exactly. And then those 10 new fans have 10 friends, and it just keeps going on and on. And, you know, I have people that will ask me, you know, hey, man, how can I help support you? I mean, I don't have any monetary. I can't, you know, be a Patreon or whatever. I'm like, just tell your friends. That helps us a ton. Just tell your friends. You know, and it's all about that, just that community thing.
Yeah, so PAX must have been a great time. So you guys had press for that?
Yeah, so we, you know, taking the advice of my friend Chris, we got our platform with the website. We really started hammering out some stuff on the website, got some good details about what's required to be press, and really focused on that, because we feel like even with, you know, with the podcast or whatever, it's easier to find a website than it is to find a podcast. Just because, you know, there's so much built in now with Google, with the, you know, word search optimization. There's just so much there, especially with even WordPress, with a free WordPress. There's so much that tools that they give you to help promote your website. Yeah. And there's certain things you can do to kind of, you know, you can make your website load faster. Those are things that help you get higher up into the Google search category. And so when we kind of knew what we were shooting for with PAX, you know, we set a goal. We want to get there. Here's what they require. So we really hammered on the website. We got there. And I mean, it was so awesome to walk around with a press, you know, with a media badge on. Yeah. And I was like, hey, the dream's coming true. It's coming true. You know, we worked hard on that. And we could have gotten into E3. I didn't read the fine print very well. So for how many people we wanted to send, we didn't meet the requirements for sending 5-6 people. We could have easily sent a couple, but we just couldn't have covered everything we wanted to if we did. So,
yeah. Yeah, because for PAX, were you able to bring the full team and kind of divide and conquer?
Yeah, we brought, gosh, I want to say 5 guys that actually contributed to the website. A couple of them were just supporters that wanted to be there and help us out. Like a good friend of mine, Derek, goes by Scrap Gear, Draco Augustus. He was from the Houston area, and Scrap Gear is from all the way up on the East Coast, like Pennsylvania area. He drove all the way down, met some family, come down. So it's that relationship building, man. And it just, you know, having all that whole group together, it felt surreal. We were meeting, you know, people from Rooster Teeth. We got to touch the Nintendo Switch before it was out. You know, Edith Finch, we got to play that game. There's just so many cool things about that felt surreal to me. Yeah. I mean, we're not, you know, selling ourselves short. We worked really hard to get there, but it just felt great to have a little bit of that confirmation of, oh, okay, this hard work paid off.
Yeah, so that was the first time you had, you know, official press kind of made you feel
official. That was our first time. I still have the badge on my desk. I keep it there to look at because it helps me stay motivated, you know, because there's some days where you're worn out, you know, and you don't want to do anything. But you're like, I see that press badge right there.
Yeah. That makes it better. Yeah. So any plans on doing any other conventions?
Yeah, I think our goal right now is to go to PAX West, nice. Since we already have that relationship with PAX. Yeah. You know, Xbox is going to make a big announcement at E3. They usually have a pretty strong showing at PAX West as well, since it's up in Seattle where they're at. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make a good push to get us all up there and cover some events. We've been talking to our friends over Steve and Sully over at NerdFoo about, you know, potentially doing some cons together, doing some panels together and stuff like that. Those are some really good marketing tools to not only share what we know, but, you know, kind of get our names out there as well. So that's kind of the focus now.
Yeah, they do the panel at Comic Palooza.
Yep.
Definitely have some podcasting insights.
Yeah, yeah. And Steve and Sully are great guys. And I keep saying it, but those relationships have paid off for us, because when we got to meet those guys 2 years ago at PAX, they had never gone to like more of a gamer con.
Yeah.
And just getting to hang with those guys, we built great relationships. We got to meet Guardian Outpost, who's a, you know, partnered streamer. This past PAX, we got to meet Gathalion and Broman, you know, so it's just really getting, you just got to put yourself out there, you know, and just not be afraid to hear no.
Yeah. Yeah. They, I had already been following you guys, but they, Steve and Sully actually, mentioned you as someone I should reach out to. So definitely that relationship.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. And, you know, just, that's another thing too, is don't be afraid to hear no.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, when we got, Mass Effect Andromeda was about to come out, and we got Tom Taylorson to come on the podcast, who's the voice actor for Scott Ryder. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people are like, how did you get him on the podcast? I was like, I just emailed him.
Yeah.
You know, I just asked.
Yeah. Cause you've had some pretty good interviews like on the site and people on the podcast. It's just kind of putting yourself out there.
Yeah, that's really all it is. When we went to PAX this past year, I went to a panel that had Matt Sosomendia in it, who's, you know, co-founder of Beam, now Mixer. Mm-hmm. And that's how I just went and chatted with him. I said, hey, you know, I love what you're talking about. Like, no more. You want to come on our podcast? He's like, yeah, here's my email. Email me. So it's really just putting yourself out there, and you'd be surprised at how many people are willing to, you know, come and share their thoughts. Because it's not only helping you, it's helping them get their name out there, because they know you're going to push it as well.
Yeah.
So it's a great help and assistance for both. It's like it's a win-win. It's a win-win.
Yeah. Any other tips for making the most of the conventions?
Yeah, man. So, for example, when we went to PAX, we had a whole outline of the whole schedule that they had out for 3 days. And since we had a pretty big team, we're like, okay, here's who I've corresponded with in email. Here's who I'm interviewing at this time slot. Here's what I'm covering at this time slot. So we divvied up so we could cover the whole day with different parts of the cons and get complete coverage. So we just had, it was another thing of coordination. And we just, you know, okay, I got this spot. You got this spot. I got that spot. And, you know, we had a camera running around between everyone. We had runners, you know, and it was really fun, you know, and like Alex, he doesn't like to be in front of the camera a lot. So he was kind of running back and forth with the camera and kind of helping make sure everything flowed good. But yeah, it's all about that coordination when it comes to something as large as that, and having as many guys as we had.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I struggle just to like see everything I want to at a convention. Trying to actually like film it would be, that's a whole nother element.
That's the thing too, you know, that's the one trade off going as media. I didn't feel like I got to see as much as I wanted to see because we had to divvy out everything.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, I really wanted to go see that. I really wanted to play that, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, where do you kind of see the future of Mulehorn? Like, where are you guys heading?
Yeah, man. I mean, the dream is we would love to do this full time. Mm-hmm. That's what we're really shooting toward. So we're putting things into place, as I like to call it, the Mulehorn Gaming money tree, if you will, if you'll think a little business here with me. And that's that you have layers of incomes that you can have, meaning YouTube is one layer where you can monetize that. Your website's one layer where you can have affiliate links and you can have ads. Another layer is your podcast. Another layer is your social media. And you just keep building on those layers. The next thing we're focusing on is our store, where we're actually putting merchandise out. We have a really cool designed shirt that's in the form of Jack Daniels, the Jack Daniels whiskey bottle, and it's old fashioned Mulehorn 117. Right. It's really cool. But anyways, so we're adding those layers. So that's some of the steps we're taking. But we would love for this to be our jobs, you know, just because it allows us to do what we love. We can spend more time with family. You don't have the same grind as a office, quote unquote, job.
Yeah.
And it's just a little more fun because you're doing what you want.
Yeah. And now how much time are you investing in it now is just a side business.
Probably as much time as I invest in my day job.
Yeah.
So, it's about that. And fortunate for me, I can go back and forth between both during the day. Mm-hmm. I have a great boss that, he loves what I do. So he's like, hey, yeah, get your work done. You know, I'm like, hey, you're amazing. Thank you. But, so yeah, probably about 50-50 right now, with, you know, how much time I'm putting into my day job and how much time I'm putting into Mulehorn Gaming.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. And having the flexible job, makes a big difference.
Makes a huge difference. You know, and I was just upfront with my boss, you know, like, hey, I do this too on the side. So just letting you know, like, it's been really great with getting days off for me. So that's really helped. But it is a time investment and it's like your baby, you know, you got to nurture it. You got to love it and you got to spend time with it. So, yeah.
Awesome. So, if you had one piece of advice for someone just starting out, what do you got for them?
All right. So this is specifically with podcasts. And I'll say this, we started our podcast focused upon not just one topic. So not just, you know, The Division or Destiny or Mass Effect. We wanted it to be an all-encompassing podcast. The reason for that is we've kind of thought and wanted to have our podcast be kind of like a morning radio show. Because one of the reasons for that is you can get the same news you hear on my podcast as you can hear on somebody else's podcast. But why would you want to listen to us? Well, the same reason why you turn on such and such radio show in the morning to drive to work, because you've gotten to know those guys.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like you have a relationship with them. You kind of feel like you know them. And so that's kind of the advice I would have for you is don't wedge yourself into one corner and, you know, if you're doing a podcast, structure it around your personalities, structure it around your characters, because that's going to help propel you. You're not going to grow exponentially as fast as some hot new game that just came out, but it's going to allow you to grow, and it's going to allow you to keep listeners that are more loyal to you because they know you. They have that relationship. And, you know, it's a principle you hear in the military. It's crawl, walk, run. Mm-hmm. And that's what we've done. You know, we took it from that principle. We're going to crawl. We'll get that down. We're going to run or walk. We're going to walk, and then we're going to run. That way, I mean, if you go from crawling to running, there's going to be so many moving parts. You're not going to be able to, you know, take care of the things you need to take care of. You got your real life. You got your family. You got this thing. You're growing. So it's just hectic. So we've taken that principle rather than latch on to new hotness. You know, we wanted to grow it around us, like a radio show, do that principle of crawl, walk, run.
Yeah, I like how you guys start the episodes just talking about how your week's been.
Yeah.
Because that's absolutely that personal side.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, if I can get somebody that will sit down and have a beer or a coffee with me and chat with me, then – I feel even if you don't listen to my podcast ever again, you've made some type of impact in their life. Mm-hmm. And that's for me personally, that's what I always try to do, is build that relationship, make that impact.
Yeah. And especially after, you know, 80 plus episodes, that's kind of got to be a helpful part of keeping it fresh for that long.
Yeah. You get some funny dad jokes in there. You get some people making fun of what you're drinking for beer that night, or, you know, you get to make fun of Alex for his cats, but, you know, it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And, how has it kind of evolved over the past, you know, almost 100 episodes? Mixed it up or kind of experimented much?
Yeah, we've changed a lot. When we first started, we didn't have rapid fire news. We didn't have a ton of segments other than something called My Heroes, where we just kind of gave shout outs to people in the community. But we've changed the podcast a ton. We used to not even have intro music. We just found funny segments on YouTube or wherever else we could find and used it for intro music. You know, we had one about, I think, the movie Friday, where the guy blows up the bathroom. You know, because we always talk about blowing things up. So, yeah. I mean, we've changed a lot. We sound a little more professional as well. We've segmented the podcast more. We've got a little bit more organization. So we've changed. If you've listened to those first 5 episodes and the last 5, you can see the difference.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. All right. Well, this has been great. I don't want to keep you too much longer. I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
So we mentioned earlier you were, you know, maybe you'd like to do a panel someday. If you could do a panel at a convention, what would it be?
Like the topic?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously podcasting, because I felt like just so much trial and error that I've learned since 2015, that if I can help save you some time and effort to help grow your brand as well, you're going to remember me down the road one day, and you'll be like, remember that Mulehorn guy? He was a big help, you know? So it's like I said, for me, it's making that lasting impact. So that would have to be it for me, as a podcast panel, just to talk about what I've learned and share. Because for some reason, there's a stigma where people don't want to share how they, you know, how they do things. And for me, it's like, hey, I can share, because anybody can think up these things that I'm doing, you know? Yeah. So that's what I do, podcasts. I love podcasts.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, you've already given me a lot to help me grow my own show. So
there you go.
I'm sure a few other people will feel the same way.
Hopefully it wasn't a lot of rambling. So
no, it was great. I got a lot of work to do after I get off with you to get my own show up to snuff.
Yeah. Well, and for your listeners too, if they ever want to reach out to me, you know, you can reach out to me at Mulehorn Gaming. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to me on my personal Twitter. I don't respond as fast on there, but my personal Twitter is The Slatones, SLATONES. So, yeah, I'll help you out as much as I can.
Awesome. And yeah, where else can people head to follow Mulehorn Gaming and learn more about you?
Yeah, you can find us, MuleHornGaming.com. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, you know, pretty much any of the social media. Just look for Mulehorn Gaming. There's not a lot of Mulehorn Gamings out there. We're the only one. We got a very original name, so don't have to worry about that down the road with copyrights or anything like that. But yeah, Twitter is the best, at Mulehorn Gaming. We respond pretty quick. We love interacting with the community, so yeah.
Awesome. All right. Well, hey, this has been great. Thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me.
Wow. Awesome interview. Like I told him, I did have this helped my podcast a ton, so I hope it'll help whatever you're building as well. A couple things that stood out to me. The first one is really universal no matter what you're creating, is how he stressed identifying the talent of those around you. And how he really builds a center of people to let their creative talents flow and grow. So, you know, for example, like Kurt Dirty Bombs does all their design work. Alex, a.k.a. Circuit 8, does their audio. And Luke is their webmaster. And that idea of kind of being community-focused and allowing your team to be creative that way is kind of how they've... I think how they've grown so well. It's also how they've created such a professional sounding and looking product. And that's something that he really stressed as well, was they put a lot of work into kind of the organizing their podcast and their website and making sure from a technical standpoint that it's really, really high quality. So he mentioned they use Audacity to record. And he explained to me how Skype recordings cause latency issues, and it results in a lower quality product. So they take the extra time to kind of combine those audio tracks. And I talked a couple weeks ago that based on our conversation, I switched to doing it that way as well. He also, you know, really focuses on creating outlines so that they're really well organized on the show, prepping their guests. So that they know what to expect from the show and they can have the best possible product. On the blog side, they've got a really clear outline of, you know, this is who proofreads the post, this is who schedules it. Social media messages are scheduled to go out at certain times, so it's all very well organized, which I think is key to creating a really great product. So be sure to follow Wade and Mulehorn Gaming at MuleHornGaming.com and at Mulehorn Gaming on Twitter and basically every other social network. Everything we discussed will be in the show notes at UnderTheCapes.com/episode 6. This week's Under the Cape journey that I want to share with you guys also started with Wade. He showed me the podcast guest guide that they use. So when they have someone on the show, they send them a few different resources. One is more of a technical guide to prepare them for specifically how they record audio. So since seeing that, I've created my own guide that I share with podcast guests to kind of eliminate some of the questions that they might have, especially if we're using software that they're not familiar with. Definitely making the podcast sound better, I think, and making it a lot easier on them to kind of facilitate that. And also sending the guest, I've begun to send the questions that I'm going to ask them. So I don't want it to be, you know, too scripted of a conversation, but, you know, if I'm asking, you know, what's your craziest Comic-Con experience, and they, you know, I put them on the spot and they don't have something, or if I give them, you know, a day to think of it and they come up with something really great and just have that on top of mind, you know, that also makes for a better show. And it gives them the chance to say, in this, you didn't plan on asking me about this aspect of my blog that I think people will find really valuable. So it allows them to add something to it as well as prepare for it. So that's something new that I'm trying out and has recently started, and I think it's made a big difference in the interviews that I've done. So hopefully you see evidence of that moving forward. Next week, I'll be talking with Casey, the editor of Geeks Worldwide, about how they've built a network of bloggers and podcasters. And I'd really appreciate any feedback you have about the podcast. You can reach out to me on Twitter at UnderTheCapes or in the blog comments at underthecapes.com/episode6 or by giving us a ratings on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever else you happen to be listening from. So appreciate you guys listening. Thanks, and I will see you next week.